Incentives are more than just a means to motivate. It also has a dark undertone to it when it comes to power and control. In the news, we saw many incentives involving the jab. From gift certificates to cash, they use the desperation of many to push unstable, potentially dangerous, vaccines that was rushed based on flawed research and political and corporate propaganda. People were given cannabis, cash, gift cards, and other freebies to take a serious risk that is finally making headlines. And so with a new variant rising, so were the desire to further curtail humanity's right to autonomous freedom. And we discussed this new level of slavery in the episode, New Age Shackles. I wasn't kidding around when I said they are going to strike hard and fast when you least expect it. New contracts, new rules, and regulations are laced with hidden ides of manipulation and subjugation once again. But in this foggy plane of ongoing trends that's being overshadowed, the assault on humanity overall continues. As we have had a very heartbreaking realization when it comes to democracy and all of its corrupt cousins, including indirect democracy, even in the shroud of a republic, it has come down to whether or not you're taking the precautions, whether or not that you're a voter. It's simply compliance, or face life-disrupting, harsh consequences. Something about incentives never really sat right with me, especially when people are used in a desperate state from this ongoing plandemic. And from the outside looking in, those incentives may be promising, but when people are starting to have complications from the result of using that incentive, there's your problem. And now when you start affecting people's everyday lives, where they work, where they eat, where they have some type of enjoyment, it is no longer incentive. With these highly illegal and constitutional mandates, it is now coercion and compulsion. So many people have been damaged by such coercion, so now the time has come to be a little bit more informed. And just a heads up to those that are mired in this industry, whoever makes life harder for another person is just as bad or worse than the ones that are actually in control. We have failed to be more invested in empowering and helping others, because isn't that what humanity is supposed to be about? These little acts of blackmail, extortion, corruption, and even a little violence have caused more harm than good, and as usual, decent people that are actually in need reap the harshest penalties. Too many policies have been used against the masses on a much larger scale, leading to even more social unrest and frustrations, leading to even more corruption and delusion. As the year concludes, we have even more disruptions than ever, resulting in massive disbalance and even more higher level abuses against the mass populace, literally teetering on violating human rights. And many don't realize that when we keep allowing these such tricks to infest our society, as humans, we lose more of our liberties and our freedoms. So the question that I have to you, my fellow listeners, and yes, I will be putting a question on the community board, and I really would appreciate some answers. How are these incentives helping us as a race? And I mean the human race. Please answer me this. Are we getting better at addressing the core issues of stable and affordable housing? Are we addressing the issues of better access to healthy, quality food, not synthetic? Or possibly more free workout programs and actual guidance that would actually help many maintain a healthy immune system? How about nurturing natural talents, arts, and other creative ways to empower the human spirit instead of destroying each other for a concept? These are the questions that need to be answered. Because despite the colorful ads, despite all the heartwarming videos that we see on YouTube, basically social media every day, there's still a very deep darkness that is about to shroud the face of humanity. And if you don't know by now, all industries are mired in incentives, dirty tricks, and malfeasance. My question to you is, do we really want to keep being a part of that? Please forgive my husband. He has issues with his throat. With that said, until next time, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.